Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, an executive decision here. I'm going to wait to get to the Broderick Jones stuff. I want to hear what Mike Tomlin has to say about it. I want to hear if anybody asked Tomlin about Jones's quote the other day, that if I'm not starting, I probably shouldn't be playing. There's many ways to interpret that quote. I wonder if somebody will present it to Tomlin. I wonder what he'll say just about the whole Broderick Jones situation, benching him in the middle of the series after putting him, I thought, in a horrible position when your offense is already in rhythm. Fatanu had not a good game, a great game, according to PFF. He was part of that long touchdown drive, and then you decide to put Broderick Jones in at your one-yard line? In the middle of a game? What are you doing? I don't care what your pregame plan was. That was ridiculous. So we'll talk about that after Tomlin. How does that sound, Limits? Very reasonable in your humble opinion?
Yeah, I think so, because his opinion on this, I think, is going to be flamboyant. And that's a big adjective, but I think he's going to say something about Broderick Jones that maybe catches our eyes or ears.
Some very, very questionable decisions by your Philadelphia Eagles last night, and the Fighting Kirk Cousins won a game and looked pretty good in doing it, but man, they needed some help from the Eagles. I watched the Manning cast. Do you? I think it's great.
No, because I like the traditional style of it. I do like the Manning cast, but I'd rather watch traditional football without all the next-gen stats and the commentary and stuff like that.
I don't need a play-by-play guy, I've decided, in any sport.
Yeah, I'm the other way around. I like it. Unless I'm at the game, I like hearing the play-by-play.
And I know as a play-by-play guy yourself, that's probably the last thing you want to hear. On the radio, I obviously do, because I'm not looking at the game.
Right.
I don't need somebody to tell me Manning drops back, or you know, whoever drops back. There's the pass to George Pickett. No, I'm watching the game. I don't need that all day, and I don't need X's and O's breakdowns and things like that, although the Mannings are obviously capable of delivering that. I want to be able to watch the game and then be entertained on the side, and they're highly entertaining. Belichick is great. I get my share of X's and O's. I get a lot of opinions, more than I do on a regular broadcast, and then I get fun and entertainment. I think it's great. But anyway, Matt Ryan was on last night, late in the game, with Eli and Peyton, and all of them on the Eagles' second to last drive when they were winning. I believe the score was 15. What was the score at that point? 18 to 15. They're winning 18 to 15. The Falcons are out of timeouts and we're down under 2 minutes. And all three of them were saying, no way should the Eagles throw the ball here. Just don't throw it. Just run. In fact, the best thing to do on third and three would have been the tush push twice. Tush push twice, and then the clock would have been really run down.
Well, I don't know about twice, because if you run it just once, it gets the fourth down, then you just kick the field goal.
No,
and make it a...
and that's the other point here, is that analytics said on fourth down, they should have gone for it instead of kick the field goal, that your chance to win was 95% if you go for it, and 90% or something if you kick the field goal.
Don't you think we think too much about analytics, though?
No, I don't.
I do.
I think you run the clock down and go for it, and then at worst, you're protected. At worst, you get a tie in overtime. This way, you put the ball in the air. Now, Barkley dropped it, you know, so you could argue, well, it was still a good call. No, he dropped it. So the clock stops, you kick the field goal, and then a touchdown beats you with plenty of time left, and Kirk Cousins was great on that final drive. I thought Nick Sirianni mangled the end of the game, in my not-so-humble opinion. You?
I would have ran the football. I get it. You're throwing it to Saquon Barkley. My problem is more with the execution on Saquon Barkley's part. Catch the ball.
Yeah. If you put the ball in the air, you're depending on that. The game should have been over, or at worst, you get stopped on fourth down. Why not the tush push twice in a row? Nobody stops the thing.
I didn't have
a
problem.
They did it again last night a bunch of times.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with the throw. I would have ran it, though, if I was making that call. It would have been, if it's fourth and one, yes. I also wonder with Jason Kelce not there at center, even though they did run it effectively with the new center earlier in the game, if you really go in that direction. No, I would have taken the points, kicked the field goal. But ran more clock. And I think the clock is the defense. We can't just give Philadelphia's defense a pass here either. They got torched.
Yeah.
With no timeouts in just 1 minute.
No doubt.
That was horrible.
Brian Batko has weighed in saying, I could be wrong, but I think you misinterpreted that incendiary Broderick quote, and he just did a bad job of getting his point across. Well, first of all, Brian, I didn't interpret it yet. I simply said that he said, if I'm not starting, I probably shouldn't be playing. All I said was, there's many ways to interpret it.
He said this to you, or he said this?
Yeah, he just texted me. Now, it may very well be that Broderick meant, listen, if I'm not getting the job done, I shouldn't be playing. That's the most pro Broderick, nice quote, owning my bad play, whatever interpretation of that. Other interpretations could include, excuse me. Listen, if they want to rotate tackles, they're out of their mind. That's a stupid idea. And if I'm not starting, I shouldn't be playing because rotating is a bad idea. I happen to agree with him if that was his intent. And then the worst interpretation would be the old Gary Templeton quote about the All-Star game. He was a shortstop for the Cardinals who was voted in as a reserve and said, if I ain't starting, I ain't departing. That would be the worst of those. Any way you slice it, it's an eye-opening quote. So I would be asking Tomlin to interpret it or ask him if he heard this quote. Yeah, and what he makes of it. How would he interpret it? But, okay, if Broderick did a bad job of getting his point across, what was his point? What do you think it was?
I think the point was I'd rather not be messed around with. And basically, I think Broderick Jones is mad that he's still playing right tackle when he knows he's a left tackle. They probably told him he was going to be a left tackle. And now, one, maybe he can't beat out Dan Moore because Dan Moore's playing better. Or Troy Faltano is just this good. He's mad about the entire process, and I think he's frustrated where, you know, if you just want to keep rotating me, just let me sit down because I can't get into a rhythm if I'm in one drive, out the next drive, in one drive, out the next. That's what I think he meant.
If you're not playing me, or if you're not starting me, then don't play me. That's one interpretation here. Then don't play me. in sort of an angry manner. The other one would be, listen, if I'm not good enough to start, and I guess Batko is then interpreting Jones as saying, and I'm not good enough to start right now, then don't play me. I don't deserve. He Batko's saying, Jones is putting out to the world, I'm not good enough to start right now, therefore I'm not even good enough to play. And I'm owning that as Broderick Jones. I'm not good enough right now, so I don't deserve to play. I'm not sure I'm giving him all of that as my interpretation.
No, I don't think he's necessary. Why would it be in his best interest to deliver a message like that? It wouldn't. To just say, oh, well, I'm not very good right now. Let me sit down.
I don't deserve.
Okay. I'm not going to fight for it.
I don't deserve to be starting right now. Therefore, I don't deserve to be playing. So don't play me. That's the most lenient interpretation. I think what I hear him saying is, listen, pick a starter and go with the starter. Forget the rotation thing. If you're not going to start me, then don't play me. That's what I hear. You know, which isn't the worst thing in the world to say, except that the head coach could take you up on that. Some people gave it a really bad meaning, like, I refuse to play, or, you know, even if the guy's hurt or something, I ain't going in a game if I'm not starting. I'm not going that far either. Somewhere in between here.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.